All right, let's talk a little bit of NASCAR. Kyle Busch winning across three series over the last few weeks. People trying to compare him to your dad. Does that even hold water?
No, not at all. Not at all. And this is why I say that. Kyle Busch, you know, I think there's a category in the record books, and I'm not just saying this, and I am biased. I will say that. So please take that into account. Since Richard Petty's my father, I am biased on that part. But here's what I say. You know, Dale Earnhardt Sr. won a number of what were at the time Busch races and Cup races all on the same weekend, all at the same time doing that. Mark Martin came along and did exactly the same thing. And you know, there was no truck series during that period of time. So those guys had an opportunity to run in two divisions, but not three. Kyle has come along and has the opportunity to run trucks and to run the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series. So he has three chances to put those big numbers up for wins and stuff, where Earnhardt and Mark Martin and Darrell Waltrip and some of the other guys that did it only had a couple of opportunities. And at the same time, you know, it's a category that nobody really kept up with before, to say, you know, NASCAR total wins. It was always just Cup wins, Xfinity wins, or Busch wins at the time, and Truck Series wins. So it's a totally new category, and I use this as an example, and not to, because I think Kyle Busch is probably one of the most talented race car drivers I've ever seen in all the years I've been going to a racetrack, and I've been going to a racetrack since I was 1 year old. So I think he's a phenomenal talent, and an incredible personality, an incredible driver, but at the same time, I use this as an example also. Kyle started driving pretty much full-time in 2005. I think Jimmy Johnson started in 2002 or so. So Jimmy's run about 100 more races than Kyle has, Cup races, a little over 100 more races. In that same time, Jimmy Johnson has 77 wins and 6 championships. Kyle has 36 wins and 1 championship. So when you compare apples to apples, and that's apples to apples, cup to cup, and Kyle drove for Hendrick, and he drove for, has driven for Joe Gibbs, he's been in top equipment, then, you know, he's a regular Cup driver. He's not phenomenal, not anything special sometimes when you look at it, because we've seen Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon. We've seen other guys put up those numbers, and they're great race car drivers, so that puts him in the great category. But I think when you start comparing a grouping of numbers to one number, which is the 200 that my father has won, then it's a totally, you can't compare that. But it is special, and I'm not going to belittle it at all, because to have won the amount of races he's won in three divisions that are three of the toughest divisions of racing in the United States, it is a phenomenal record.